All right, we've had some fun last couple of weeks compiling the Gordo bingo card of a lot of his crutches when it comes to punchlines like Jackson Pollock, Joyce DeWitt, seasoned ground beef, and whatnot.
I love it. It's more of a greatest hits list than it is a bingo card, I think.
Well, a couple of years ago, I noticed that we should also compile a list of your trail of tears.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because, as Fernando calls you, you're a ghoul. And I think you're obsessed with this form of tourism, which is known as dark tourism.
What?
It's its own genre. You like to visit sites of tragedy.
I don't like to. I just happen to find myself there.
So I thought let's have a very civil discussion about this,
okay,
because I want to go over each of the sites that I have on your Trail of Tears card.
Okay.
And I want to hear your reasonable explanation as to why you went there, or if indeed you went there. You may not have gone to some of these places.
Okay.
But over the 25 years, I believe I've gotten to know you well enough that I think I know that you have been to all of these places for the specific intent of soaking in the tragedy.
Really terrible happened here. Let me witness it.
Some of these, I'll say, should not count because they are noted destinations for many, many Americans.
Agree. So that's why I want to address that first. And I just want to get these on the record, but I'm not going to include them on the Trail of Tears list.
Okay.
But I do want it noted for the record.
What's the record?
That you went to Auschwitz and littered by throwing a Snickers wrapper on the ground.
This story has been completely, completely exaggerated over the years.
Did you go to Auschwitz?
I did.
Did you throw a Snickers wrapper on the ground?
I did not. I was throwing a Snickers wrapper into a garbage can and the wind gust that took it from my hand, illegally took it from my hand, and then made it skitter across the grounds to where I had to go chasing after it until I was yelled at that I was going into a forbidden area.
All right, larger question, why buy a Snickers while touring Auschwitz?
Because we were getting ready to take the tour, and I had not eaten in quite some time and was feeling somewhat faint due to not only my lack of nutrition, but also the import of the area of what we were seeing. I knew I was feeling a little faint because of that for emotional reasons. Mm. And I felt I needed to get some sugar in me. And so
doesn't it seem a little disrespectful to eat an obnoxious candy bar?
I can see that point, but isn't it somewhat the fault of the people who are running that destination now to put a gift shop right at the beginning of Auschwitz?
Fair enough. That helps raise funds to tell about a terrible part of our history.
And how do they raise funds?
He was contributing.
How do they raise funds?
So
by
think,
selling
yes.
Toblerones.
That's a fair point. And as you did tell the story, you were eating the Snickers and the tour guide was starting the tour, and this is the audio from that moment. Hey, is this where the bad stuff happened?
See, this is your playlet.
What?
Yeah.
I did not eat this while on the tour. Okay, this was me cramming before the tour began.
Okay.
Probation on that one.
If you could hear some of the off-air versions of Craig's playlet that he's done.
No, that's not true. That's all there is. Okay, also, for the record, have you or have you not attended the 9/11 Memorial in New York?
Yes, with you guys.
Have you or have you not attended the Oklahoma City bombing memorial
with you guys? Wouldn't have gone to either one of those things had it not been for y'all.
I wanted to stay
at the hotel.
Want to get that on the record
that you guys went. Okay, fine.
Did we go to Auschwitz with you?
No,
you weren't invited.
Fair enough. So just get those on the record.
All right,
but they're not part of the Trail of Tears.
Correct.
All right, so to your Trail of Tears, these are the following sites that I believe you have visited with ghoulish intentions.
What does that mean?
Number one, and we all know this because you gave us a tour, the Lee Harvey Oswald Trail of Tears, which is a cluster trail of tears within the larger organism that is your Trail of Tears.
So unfair. You guys organized a tour and say, Gordon, you need to do this. And then I do it, and then I get pinned for doing it.
Only for years. Yeah. Without us, you have visited 707 Elsbeth, 1420
it's
Beckley.
It's not 707 Elsbeth. Or
the sixth floor. All of every bit of his Trail of Tears from the sixth floor to his homes, to the Texas Theater.
I happened to buy them because they're in the city in which I live.
Have you been to all of those sites, including all of his homes here?
Yes, accidentally.
The Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles where RFK was assassinated.
I don't think I've been there, actually. Yeah, I don't think I've been there. So what about them apples?
I think you're telling the truth.
Yes. I don't recall whether I've been there or not. If I was there, it would have been totally documented. By accident, because I don't know much about that case.
Paisley Park, where you lingered in the elevator where Prince died.
Okay, just once again.
Have you been to another restricted
cluster
area there
bomb
too.
Sentence by you? takes me five paragraphs to diffuse what you've thrown out in one sentence. I did not linger in the elevator at Paisley Park where Prince died. The elevators were closed off. They had redesigned it and walled up the area where you could not even get to the elevator.
You lingered looking
died.
At where the elevator
I
is.
I went to go see where musical greatness took place in his recording studios that happened to be at Paisley Park where he happened to have died. And when I was touring Paisley Park, I was unaware of his death at that point. I didn't even know. God. I didn't even know. I just wanted to see a music studio.
We heard when you couldn't see the area where he collapsed, you left the tour.
Right. I had a conflict with the tour guide that I felt there were a few things that should have been included on the tour that weren't. Let's
okay, that stays that. On the list.
Yeah.
All right, the Italian restaurant in Los Angeles, Vitello's, and you went to the back, to the dumpster where Bonnie Lee Bakley's body was dumped by, we think, Robert Bunch.
I went to an Italian restaurant that happened to be the restaurant where Bonnie Lee Bakley died.
You went specifically because that's where she died.
No, it was a total accident, and I happened to park at the far end of the parking lot by the dumpster, even though the parking lot was empty and I could have parked closer. Happened to do it just because I thought it looked like a safer space. Turns out, when I read a little bit, I found out it was the least safe space that was there.
All right, we have a lot of spots, oddly, in the Los Angeles area. The next one on your Trail of Tears, the Viper Room, where River Phoenix OD'd.
Yeah, I did go there. Uh-huh. That was, as a matter of fact, that was one of the first places I went to when I first went to L.A. in 93, I think it was. We moved my best friend Ricky, went out there to be an editor for Hollywood, and he and I packed up and went and made a beeline for the Viper Room. It was like, I swear it was like the year or two after River Phoenix died. I think he died in 91. So it was fresh on our minds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also in the LA area, the Chateau Marmont, where John Belushi died.
Never been there.
Seriously?
Oddly enough. I've driven by
there.
No, I've driven by the entrance to it off of Sunset, but I've never actually been to Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, you drove by to get the feel, but I'll take it off the list.
I didn't drive by to get the feel. I drove down Sunset.
I'll take it off the list. The Versace Mansion and the steps out front where he was killed.
We were walking by the Versace Mansion, and I mentioned it. You guys were with me on that.
Yes, but you took us to the Versace Mansion.
I didn't take you to it. We were walking by it, and I mentioned it. I said, hey, this happens to be the Versace Mansion where I believe something or another happened that I'm halfway aware of.
The Cunada,
and I may have known which step it was, but that's
see?
A different deal.
The Cunanan houseboat.
Never been to the Cunanan houseboat. Would love to see.
All right, I believe that.
The water. And if it happens to be where the houseboat was, that's just a coincidence.
The Dakota, where John Lennon was killed.
Been to the Dakota where John Lennon was killed, yes.
The Brentwood Estate, once owned and lived in by O.J. Simpson before it was torn down.
Scouting out property that had a couple gates to it, access on a corner.
That's a yes.
Always liked the street of Rockingham and went by there. And someone mentioned, one of the other gawkers there mentioned to me, hey, this is O.J.'s place.
One of the other gawkers.
That's a yes.
All right, that stays on the list. Now, this one I'm not 100% sure belongs on the Trail of Tears. I think you've been to Sharon Tate's home.
No. You talking about, is it 10500 Cielo Drive?
Good God, you know the address.
I can't remember. I know I'm going to have one friend that I'll hear from on this.
You've not
She's
been
a real
to any
ghoul on it.
Of the Manson sites?
Well, the Cielo Drive house is no longer there. They tore that down about, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. I can't remember the time frame on it. And I'm not sure you can go up to it. Like, okay. There's just a gate to get there. But having just recently finally seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I would like to go to the gate just to see if you can feel the power radiating down the hill.
The gate of the...
That goes up to the house.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the ranch where all those crazies hung out?
Spawn Ranch?
Spawn Ranch, yeah. I've not been to that.
Yeah, I think it's still there. And I watched a YouTube video of a person who went back to Spawn Ranch a couple years ago and found the location of all the... where the photos of the Manson family were taken. He found all the little spots where the famous photos of them out there were taken. It's brilliant.
All right, a couple more on the list of Gordo's Trail of Tears. Robert Johnson's hotel room in San Antonio where he was murdered.
Oh, my God. Once again, I got to dismantle this untruth bomb. I have been to the hotel where Robert Johnson recorded in San Antonio. Only recorded in two spots. In San Antonio at the... Was it the... Is it the Haskell? What's the hotel?
The real old one?
Yeah.
Not anyway, Driscoll. That's in Austin.
Driscoll? No, it's maybe not the Driscoll. No, it's
the name of that thing.
I think it's San Antonio. Anyway, he recorded there and then up here on Park Lane in Dallas.
Where was he killed?
He was killed in Mississippi. He was poisoned like at some juke joint.
Have you been there?
No, I have not. But he was not killed. It was just one of the places. I visited one of the places he recorded.
All right, that's close enough.
You've got the hotel room where he was murdered.
The Menger?
Menger, that's it.
I thought that's where Teddy Roosevelt hung out.
I think he did.
Same hotel?
Oh, wait, no. The Menger is Teddy Roosevelt, where Teddy Roosevelt was killed after recording a blues album.
A P1 asked this, so I need to ask it of you, and I think he's on to something. JonBenet Ramsey's home in Boulder.
Dude.
What?
I am not going to JonBenet Ramsey's home.
Did you go to Darlie Routier's old home?
No, I haven't. And that's surprising because that is here.
Yeah.
Rowlett?
That's an easy trip for you.
That's too creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty creepy. What about the Unabomber's cabin?
I may own that. I think they did auction that off a few years ago.
Did they really?
The Unabomber's cabin, yeah. No, I've not been up there. I'm not going to make a trip to go out into the wilds of Montana or wherever this was to see the Unabomber cabin.
Okay, I think we've made some progress because we have eliminated some of these that I had questions about.
Yeah, we have made progress because I have not seen most of these sites that you listed.
Therefore, you need
to deactivate my ghoul status.
Here is the now official Trail of Tears, and I know there's more that we missed that you're not telling us. But
I'm not telling you.
For the record, we do have Auschwitz 9/11 Memorial and the Oklahoma City bombing.
You
Memorial.
Said they weren't part of the Trail of Tears.
Will you let me finish?
Okay.
We do have those sites established as visited, but not officially on the Trail of Tears.
Oh, okay.
But everybody should know he's visited those sites. On the Trail of Tears, all the Lee Harvey Oswald sites, Paisley Park, Vitello's, the Viper Room, the Versace Mansion, the Dakota, the Brentwood Estate, and Robert Johnson's hotel room where he was murdered.
Oh, he's not murdered there.
Congratulations. It's great.